do a little report card. We have had a massive oil spill near Tioga. We have had a saltwater spill. We have had a number of issues. And now what you're seeing is major publications across the state of North Dakota coming out and saying, oh, look, North Dakota legislators are really pushing hard now to make sure North Dakota can control some of this and monitor some of this. And I've got a problem with that. I'll get to my problem with that in a bit. My problem will probably be answered by the fact that I've got Kent Nonstad on, one of the leaders in the North Dakota House on behalf of the Democratic NPL. In fact, the minority leader of the North Dakota House. Kenton, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joe.
You know,
how are you?
Well, I'm ticked. I'm not going to lie to you. Here's what's got me mad. Bills like this were introduced by people like you.
Yep.
I mean, there was an attempt to draw attention to all of this. And now I'm
correct.
Seeing publications out there that are saying, way to go, leader here. Way to go, leader there. Way to do this, when some of that could have been addressed in previous sessions. But if you say that, then you're just doing the what if, or that's just hindsight. And it ticks me off, Kenton, because it isn't hindsight if you and others introduce the legislation.
It is. It's frustrating. And when you have the same agencies that are against legislation to put low pressure shutoff switches on a saltwater line or an oil line, or having pressure gauges on there, then they say, "Well, that's kind of an inconvenience to the industry, and we're going to be opposed to the bill." And it's frustrating. It's frustrating that they're not willing to work with it and try and make any particular bill better with that one. So now we have a situation. We have an oil spill pipeline. In July, there was a saltwater spill pipeline up by Antler. Where's the media and everything on that? I mean, they're getting no response from the entities that are responsible for dealing with this problem.
Well,
and it's growing.
And if I pick up the oil patch hotline, right, which I have a good friend that sends to me, who's going to get older in a little bit. If I pick up the oil patch hotline, it says overregulation. North Dakota operators are warning of overregulation when it comes to this. I'd love your thoughts on that, Kenton.
Well, you put yourself in that landowner that just is going to lose 20 acres to saltwater. If that land is contaminated, you'll never get that back. It's been sterilized. You know, you put your shoes in that person's spot, and you'll look at it a lot differently. He's affected, his family's affected, the next generation's affected. And so you think it's all rosy out in oil country? It's not. These are issues that have to be dealt with. And if you don't have regulations in place, what do you have? And so it's a protection for the public, it's protection for the individual landowners. We're constantly being asked to give, 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 and they're saying, okay, this is what I need.
So you know this Williston Basin Bakken play as well as anyone. You live there. I mean, partial is home. Talk to me about the people you're talking to. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying they're tired of the constant asking for a pipeline easement, a power line easement, a location of a site. Early on, they weren't using these multi-pad sites. Now they're coming in and using the multi-pad site. Why didn't they do that from the beginning? We would have appreciated that from the beginning. So the location of the site, they don't have any way into that, very little in the location. And they leave borders around a lot of those well sites are not taken care of. There's weeds and so on. They can't get their air seeder into that spot, but they were not compensated for that spot. And so there it becomes a dead man's zone, and they're frustrated. For a farmer or rancher whose livelihood is coming from the land and conservation of the land and that sort of thing, they look at this thing as you're stepping on my toes here, so I want some protection. And is it asking to have flow pressure shutoff gauges on a on a saltwater line or an oil line? Is that too much? Not to that landowner, it's not.
So what happens? In Kenton Onstad's eyes, with this committee and others, what do you do? What are you going to go forward on?
Well, we're trying to, one, today in the Energy and Transmission Development Committee, Interim Committee, we're trying to push forward that we'll study the integrity of pipelines. We need to look at that. What is the current requirements of real-time monitoring of pipelines? What can we do to go forward? And so is there problems? Okay, if you got a 20-year-old pipeline that just sprung a leak, I mean, all of the lines that are 20 years down the road are all going to spring leaks. So the concern is, are we maintaining these lines properly? Are they getting the proper maintenance every 5 years? Are they running the smart tool there? Those kind of things to prevent this. Because you want to shut down the industry, it's not going to be taxation. It's going to be these kind of things that don't get dealt with.
Well, there's no question about that. Kenton, stay in touch with us on this. We want to visit with you more about it as it makes its way through, okay?
Sure will. Thank you very much.
You bet. I want to get a Senate perspective on this. I've asked Mac Schneider, one of the leaders in the Senate and the leader of the minority. Mac, Senator Schneider, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
Fix this for me. How do you fix it?
Well, we're taking two what we think are very common sense steps. The first step is the easy one. That is based on the premise that if a state agency knows about a spill of hazardous materials, so should the public. And so Senator Connie Triplett, the senior member of our caucus from the Senate Natural Resources Committee and a member of the interim committee that's meeting today, will be asking legislative counsel to draft legislation which requires hazardous material spills that must be reported to the state under current law to also be posted on a publicly accessible state agency website. So we're not talking about striking up the band here, but just a very public, very muted, but visible accounting of when spills happen, how much is spilled, and what is being done to fix the situation. Right now, that's not available under North Dakota law. There's no place that people can go and see in one spot, you know, what we're dealing with in terms of spills. So we think we can fix that very easily. We're hoping to get broad bipartisan support on that kind of transparency measure. Because I think, Joel, you know, the cause for alarm is when people don't have access to information, when they don't know what's going on out there. I think that openness and transparency will really help build public trust. And then secondly, as Representative Onstad mentioned, we're going to ask the Energy Development and Transmission Committee to add a study to the committee's charge with the goal of drafting legislation that would increase the state's role in overseeing pipeline safety. You know, Commissioner Kalk has talked about something similar. From our perspective, we believe that the federal regulations have gaps, and particularly the federal laws only require enhanced monitoring of pipelines in locations that are considered high-consequence areas. These are areas that are close to drinking water supplies or environmentally sensitive areas. Well, in North Dakota, we consider the entire state a high-consequence area, so we hope this study will find a way where we can have people that are responsible to the state of North Dakota, to the residents who live here, find common sense ways to ensure pipeline safety.
What do you say to the individuals who just heard you and say that you don't support business, you don't support industry, and there you are trying to regulate people out of business?
Well, this is just calling for an interim study over the course of the next year or so before the next legislative session. So we will have every opportunity for the oil industry, for those business entities who own pipelines, to have their say. They're certainly an important player in this, and we're going to have the opportunity to do something meaningful while avoiding overreach that's going to be harmful to business. Certainly nobody wants to be harmful to business just for the sake of doing that, but we are very serious about making sure a 20,000-barrel oil spill never happens again.
Well, but Senator, if I'm Tesoro, and I've got a pipeline spill where I'm losing, a million gallons of oil, and somebody has put regulation in place where I would have known about that, and I wouldn't have millions of dollars of cleanup that I'm faced with now, I'm not sure you didn't help my business.
That's an excellent point, Joel. Regulator Helms mentioned in an email that $2 million worth of oil was spilled here. That's not even counting the cost of cleanup. And so just some common sense protections to ensure the integrity of our pipelines on the front end, that would have been good for business in the sense that it would have saved Tesoro millions of dollars. That's what we're talking about here, common sense protections that are going to ensure the integrity of our pipeline system and really build public trust. And
has anyone in the media, Senator Schneider, called you or contacted you and said, look, this is legislation that you and others introduced and supported last session. It would have helped now. You know, can't we enact this? Or do they just act as though this just came up now?
I haven't had that conversation with any members of the media. I do think the media played an important role in publicizing this spill, which is disturbing, quite frankly. You have the chief executive of the state of North Dakota not knowing about this for several days after it happened, and the general public not knowing about it until it's reported on in the media. In terms of past legislation, I think there's a thing or two we can learn from that. But we've got time now, Joel, during the interim, to really come up with a broad bipartisan bill that's going to implement common sense protections to ensure pipeline integrity. And I hope that we will be able to do that. If we don't learn a lesson from a 20,000-barrel oil spill, we will have failed. This is a cautionary tale. The next one might be near a water supply or near the Missouri River. We can't let that happen.
Yeah, no question about that. Senator Schneider, I wish you well in what you're trying to do. I just firmly believe that it isn't fair to you and others to not point out that this was attempted and defeated before. For me personally, I won't involve you in that. There are many, many donations that went the way of people, such as the ones who are going to be holding a great big ALEC meeting in Bismarck as means of saying don't overregulate us when, in fact, you're saving North Dakota and saving them. So, Senator Schneider, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
You bet.